Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG, Brawl Stars Guts.
I'm Sharpshooter354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 16th episode of BSG,
and is in multiple side series.
Tier Time and Lucky Time.
So what's going to happen in here is we are going to do the S tier of the Star Power tier list and finish that off. Then we're going to talk about two glitches that we have. Well, we didn't find them, but we're going to tell you who found them when we do it. So we're going to go over two glitches. And then we are also going to do a mini box opening that we recorded because we were going to do a box opening. And so we recorded the first half, and that's this. But then Nani was, like, Supercell sent out when Nani was going to come out. And so we wanted to start, we wanted to start saving up boxes for that.
Yes.
And so that is why it's a mini box opening. So now let's get straight into the S tier of the Star Power tier list.
Yes, so first up is Invisiheal.
So Invisiheal is Leon's star power, where he heals 1,000 health per second during his super. And so, Julie Assassin, I'm going to take this one.
Okay.
So the reason that we think that this is so good and deserves to be in the S tier is because 1,000 damage per second is super, just a lot of healing. And we think that, like, that much healing definitely deserves to be in the S tier because, like, if you have that much healing, it's almost impossible to kill you. And so that is why we think that Invisiheal deserves to be in the S tier. So, Julie Assassin, do you want to tell them which one is next?
Yes, so the next one is Extra Toxic for Crow. So, Crow's poison saps the strength of enemies who deal 20% less damage with poison.
So, when Crow's enemies are poisoned, they deal 20% less damage, which is basically just... It's super, we think that this is an S tier because it's a super high damage reduction. Think about it. If you were to play a brawler and their damage was reduced and your damage was reduced by 20%, you wouldn't want to play that brawler anymore, right? So that is why we think that that 20% damage reduction by Crow's extra toxic star power is so good and good enough to be in the S tier because we really think that damage reduction is really high.
Yes, so next up is Photosynthesis for Sprout.
And so what Photosynthesis for Sprout does is it activates a shield when Sprout's in a bush. And so when Sprout's in a bush, it like temporarily reduces all the damage he's taken by enemies by a lot.
Yes. So we think that Photosynthesis should be an S tier because
the damage reduction is so high.
Yes.
And because Sprout has low health and that's one of his main weaknesses, we think that the damage reduction is a really important thing for Sprout. And because of the damage reduction being so high, it really helps Sprout a lot. And especially because they nerfed his Overgrowth star power, then that also helps out his Photosynthesis star power.
Yes. So next up on the S tier is Hardy Hard Hat for Jackie.
And so what Hardy Hard Hat does is it reduces any damage Jackie takes by 15%. And so this is kind of like Extra Toxic. It's very similar to that, except what it does is it does it for everyone who attacks Jackie, not just people who are like poison my curse poison.
Yeah.
Everyone. And we think that this also deserves to be in S tier because Jackie is a tank, and so if because she's a tank, she already has a bunch of health, but this damage reduction technically gives her even more health. And so we think that her high health mixed with this damage reduction makes her very, very hard to kill. And that is why we think that this deserves to be in the S tier.
Yes, it's a really good star power. So next is medical use
for Barley. And so what medical use for Barley does is every time Barley lands an attack, he regains 400 health. And so, Julie Sasson, do you want to talk about this?
Sure. Sorry, I had a yawn there. Okay, so we think that medical use is so good because, sorry, can you just repeat that one more time?
Whenever Barley hits an attack on anything, he regains 400 health.
Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. Anyway, so we think this is so good because I'm so sorry. I can't find my words today.
So, it's okay, Julia Assassin. We think that this is so good because, like with Sprout, Barley has pretty low health. And so, whenever he gains 400 health per attack, that means if he throws out three attacks quickly, he can gain 1,200 health. And me, personally, I think I actually played Barley with this in the Championship Challenge one time. I think that it's a very, very good star power that definitely deserves to be in the S tier.
Yes. So, I can do the next one. It's called Extra Life for 8-Bit in Showdown.
And so, I think we already explained Extra Life for 8-Bit in the Part 1 of the star power tier list, but we'll explain it again. Whenever 8-Bit dies, he basically respawns right where he died with like an invulnerability bubble and all, but he has zero ammo.
Yes, so we think that this is really good in Showdown because it's just like the name, it's an extra life, so if you die, then you just come back, and so it's really, really good.
And it basically just gives you a super high advantage over all the other brawlers, because you have twice as many chances to win as they do, because you have an extra life.
Yes, and before, I can't remember where we put this, but we put extra life in team mode somewhere. And
I think that was the C tier.
Yeah, that was the C tier.
But and then, before we get into the last one, we just want to remember that this is all in no particular order, and they're all just S tier. There's no particular order.
Yes. So, the last one in the S tier is Hyper Bear with Gadget, and so what Hyper Bear does is it makes Bruce Nita's bear slice really fast.
Yes, it doubles Bruce's attack speed, and so we think that Hyper Bear with Gadget is really, really good, because with the Gadget, Stun, and Hyper Bear, Bruce can just deal so much damage to whatever he just stunned.
Yes, and like an example is Heist, like, she can use her gadget, and then they're frozen, and so then Bruce can, like, slice really fast and do a ton of damage.
And, like, with Showdown, if you're 1v1ing someone, and then you get Bruce's super, if you throw Bruce down really quickly and then stun really quickly, then they'll get stunned, and then you'll have some time to attack them, and Bruce will attack them really fast. Yes. And so we just think that the Hyper Bear with Gadget is really strong and deserves to be in the S tier.
Definitely. So that is it for the S tier.
And so now we're going to go on to two glitches. There's one glitch that we're going to start, and it's this Sprout glitch that is actually in Robo Rumble.
Yes.
No, it's just Robo Rumble. Okay. So if you do it right and you get into the little, like, three-walled corner that's right above and to the left of the safe, and if you throw it just right, then it will cover one side of the safe. So if you throw it, like, right on the safe and maybe, like, a tiny bit higher and a tiny bit lower, then you can do it so that the bot can get you because, and they also can't get the safe because it covers the safe.
Yes. So it will totally just cover the safe and the bots will just be standing there waiting for it to go away.
And you can also, in that time, recharge your super and do it again once it, Sprout Super runs out.
Yes, and actually, me and Sharpshooter 354 did this, and it was really helpful. I never got past Insane 2, though. I got past Insane, though.
But, so, and then there's, one of the really important things is you have to do this after the big boss spawns. And another thing is the comps. So the best comp we found is 8-Bit, Pam, and Sprout this glitch. Because Pam and 8-Bit can do two things that are really helpful is, one, they can destroy the boss really well. And two, they can also protect Sprout.
Yes. So that's pretty much it for the Sprout glitch. So next is...
And we also want to say that... we found this out by Coach Corey. He's on YouTube. If you just look up Coach Corey on YouTube, then he'll be there. And then he actually got the idea from someone on Reddit. And then now let's move on into this next glitch.
Yes. So next up is Star Power / Gadget glitch.
So we actually also didn't find this glitch, so we want to give credit to Ray. He's also a Brawl Stars YouTuber, and so we want to give credit to him for discovering this glitch. You can go check out his channel. Just type in Ray Brawl Stars in Google or Safari or whatever you use. And so really what you do is you go in to friendly games. It only works on friendly games. Then you take the brawler that has the gadget or star power that you want. So let's say we want to put like Brock's gadget on El Primo. So we select Brock and we take him in friendly games. And then we go in and we press on we go into Brawlers and we press on El Primo's icon. And then you press select and then play as fast as you can. And if you get it fast enough, then it can glitch out and make it so that the second brawler has the first brawler star power.
So basically in the example, so that El Primo has Brock's star power.
Gadget, sorry. And so pretty much you just go in and then select the select button and play as fast as you can.
Yes.
And it also works better on laggier devices and devices that don't have as well of internet. But we also found a really cool way that makes it work almost all of the time on cellular devices and devices with cellular data. So, Julie Sasson, do you want to say anything before we go into that?
Yes. So, actually, Sharpshooter 354 was experimenting with this, and so, I think, did you do Brock's and then into Colt? What was it?
Oh, yeah, we found a really cool one, and so we're actually going to share our favorites for the star powers and our favorites for the gadgets.
My favorite after was we definitely explain this. That.
And so, how to do it on cellular devices, I'm going to explain how to do it on iOS. And I think it might work the same with Android, but I'm not sure because I haven't tried it on Android. So you go into Brawl Stars and you select the friendly games. And then what you want to do after you select the friendly games and you select the brawler that you want their star power to be. So let's say we're going to put Meteor Rush on Mortis. And so we select El Primo, and then we click Brawlers, and then we tap on Mortis's icon. So we have Mortis here, and we're about to click Select and Play super fast. Then you get off of Brawl Stars and go onto the Settings app. You turn off your Wi-Fi, and then you go on to cellular data. Then you turn off cellular data really quickly, and then switch back to Brawl Stars as fast as you can, then click Select and Play with Mortis. And then as soon as the game loads up, then you switch back to your settings app really quickly, turn on cellular data and then switch back to Brawl Stars really quickly. And that works. And remember, this only works in friendly games.
Yes.
And so, Julie Sasson, do you want to share some of our favorites for star powers?
Yes. So, was that one that I mentioned earlier, star power?
Yes.
So, it was...
Cult with Incendiary.
Yes, it was so good. So, Sharpshooter 354 showed me, and he did it. And so, literally, it took him one attack with Cult to get a box in Showdown.
Yes, because with Colt, remember this only works in friendly games, so it's only against bots, or if you're playing friendly games with someone, but it kind of only works if you're by yourself. But if you are, I lost my train of thought. Oh, right. So with Colt and Incendiary, if you're there and it's there and you have, and every single one of the bullets will trigger Incendiary, and it's really cool. And another one of my favorites is DeCapo on other brawlers. Actually, if you put DeCapo on some brawlers, instead of healing brawlers, it actually damages your teammates, which can be really funny in friendly games.
Yes. So then, also, should we say our favorite gadget?
Well, we have a few more. We have Home Run with Max or 8-Bit, because with Home Run, BB Star Power, if you put it on anyone else, it just makes them go fast the entire match.
Oh, with 8-Bit, cool. It looks so funny.
And then with Max, it makes it go super fast.
Yes.
And then Dyna Jump actually works with Mr. P, which is cool.
And then Primo's Star Powers with Mortis.
Because you know how Primo's star powers work when he uses his super?
Yeah.
Well, they work on Mortis whenever he attacks, which is cool.
Yeah. So then our favorites for gadgets are Tar's gadget with the tank.
Because if you're like Bull in Cavern Churn, then you can see everyone with Bull, which is really fun. And then we have Leon's gadget on anyone, really, because yeah. Leon's gadget would be really funny for anyone.
And Gale's gadget on anyone.
Because that is also really
funny. Oh, yeah.
Because the jump pad. And so that's all for those two glitches. And so now we're going to just show the recording of our kind of mini box opening, because we did this before we knew Nani was going to come out.
Yeah.
And so instead of finishing this box opening, we started saving up for the Nani box opening. So a few times in here, we're going to say stuff like, this is only the first half, we'll do the second half later. We're going to record the second half later. That second half is just going to be our Nani box opening episode.
Yes, so we're sorry if you were like looking forward to the next part, but probably wouldn't be so.
And so, after this quick break, we're going to just show the recording of the mini box opening. And so what we have collected here is I have levels 22 through 32 of the Brawl Pass, and Julie Assassin has levels 24 through 31, plus a big box and mega box in the trophy road for reaching 10,000 trophies, as we said in the last episode.
Yes, so since last episode, Sharpshooter 354 went first, this episode I'm going to go first, and I'm going to start with my trophy road boxes.
Okay, Julie Assassin, so let's start out with that big box, and let's start off. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what's in here. We have 11 power points for Primo, 12 power points for Rosa, 12
power points for Penny, and 88 coins.
All next, right. We have the mega box, so right. We have, let's see. Oh, it says 6. It says 6, so that means it's a gadget. Okay, go until it says 1, Julie Assassin, so then we can get excited. Okay.
It's glowing.
This means it's either a brawler, a star power, or gadget. Okay, spark plug, not a brawler, not a star power, but still, spark plug is really good.
Woo-hoo!
So we ended up getting a 200 token doubler, spark plug, 188 coins, and power points for Daryl, BB, Dynamite, Pam, and Bo.
Yes. Oh, that felt good. Okay.
Okay, next, going on to the big box.
And we're going on to Tara's Bazaar. Okay.
Let's see. It says, okay, so Shelly power points and Bull power points.
And 47 coins. Okay. Brawl box.
Let's see. We have Piper and Jackie power points and some
14 coins.
We're just not going to say coins because it's there every time.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have Shelly, Bo, and Poco power points. And so now we're on to...
Ooh, okay.
Oh, put it on Shelly because then she can get maxed out.
All right.
Okay, upgrade your Shelly now. So then, okay, so Julie Assassin's Shelly is now maxed out and can be at level 9. So we're going to upgrade that now. So then she has a chance of getting Shelly's star power in the box opening.
Okay.
Next, we have a brawl box. Okay, let's see. And Dynamite and Colt power points there.
And of course, coins.
Big box. We have, bonus. Okay, another token doubler for 200. We got Max, Nita, and 8-Bit.
Okay, we're on to a mega box.
Last box, it's a mega box. So let's see what it is.
Okay.
It's, so nothing in there. So Julie Assassin just got a gadget, spark plug. But she did get power points for B, Poco, Spike, Bull, and Carl. And a bunch
money.
Of coins.
And then let's get those coins. Okay.
Okay, so Julie Assassin, you got a lot of coins there.
Oh,
but then again, it's a box opening. So Julie Assassin finished off with getting her Shelly to power 9 and getting Spark Plug. So then I'm going to go now with my big box here. And nothing in here except power points for Tick, Ems, and Spike. Gotta get the 10 gems now. I think in our next box opening, I'm actually going to get the Brawl Pass, and then that's going to be a lot. Okay, then, big box, nothing except power points for Tick and Mortis, power points for BB and Rosa. Next, Brawl Box. Pam, BB, and B. Okay. Next, 50 power points. I think it will go on probably. Let's see.
Okay, all of your brawlers.
Jackie.
Are so close.
Carl's really close to getting his star power, so I'm going to put it on him. Carl plus 50. Brawl box. Let's see.
All right.
Rosa and Jackie.
And
power
money.
Points. Then big box.
Ooh.
Nope. Carl, more Carl, which means Carl's really close to being maxed, and Rosa power points. Mega box, second to last box. Okay, nothing there except, we have a bonus, token doublers. Okay, Pam, Max, 8-Bit, another Carl.
Ooh.
I'm getting a lot of Carl power points, and
wow.
B here. Next, 100 coins, because I think I have like 4 brawlers who can be maxed out with coins. Okay, then we have last one for this half, big box. Okay, so I actually didn't get anything for the first half.
Okay, so
I forgot to look at the PowerPoints.
You add Tick, Mortis, and someone else PowerPoints, and of course
8-bit.
Money.
But,
yeah, 8-bit.
Okay, so remember that this is actually just the first half that we're recording right now. And so in a few days... Like, this is a few days before it's going to come out, so then we're going to record some more later, but I'm pretty sure my Dynamite is like, I actually just realized, what were you saying?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think I can max out my Dynamite in the second half, because I'm only 50 coins away from that.
Wow.
So... That is all for the first half here that we're recording.
Yes.
Julie Assassin.
I got a gadget.
And she maxed out her Shelly.
Yes.
And then I didn't get anything. But I got I'm not sure. Is my Carl ready to be maxed out now?
Oh, it's really close.
Where's Carl?
He's really close.
Where's Carl? Oh, there he is.
On that side.
Oh, yes, my crow is ready to be maxed out now. Nice. So that's good. Now I have like 5 brawlers waiting to be maxed out. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so that's all for the first half. Thank you for listening.
Yes,
and
thanks.
We'll be back in the second half of this Lucky Time episode. And so remember that we will not actually be doing a second half of that. That will just be our Nani box opening, which will be separate from that of what we recorded from that Lucky Time episode.
Yes, so thank you guys so much for watching.
Listening. And so that will be all for this BSG episode. And we're sorry that we couldn't get an episode out on Monday because Julie Assassin had stuff all day on Monday. And so she was not able to do BSG. And then remember that on Saturday, we will have our Nani box opening. And
yes,
we're really excited about that because we have a lot of boxes saved up.
Yes, so we're so excited about that. And thank you guys so much for listening.
And so, again, we're sorry that we couldn't get an episode out on Monday. But this is Sharpshooter 354.
And Julie Assassin
signing off.